What happens when three women with dark pasts become neighbors in an affluent cul-de-sac? John Marr's psychological thriller You Killed Me First explores this premise through a mind-bending supernatural twist. Murder victims temporarily inhabit their killer's consciousness before fading away. At the center is Anna Kahn, a jewelry designer whose meek exterior hides a methodical killer on a revenge mission. She hears voices, not hallucinations, but the actual consciousness of her victims. Alongside her live Margot Rossetti, a former pop star desperate to reclaim her faded glory, and Liv, a wellness entrepreneur whose perfect life masks morally questionable foundations. As their lives intertwine through friendship, jealousy, and manipulation, we discover the true connections binding them together, a decades-old tragedy that set each woman on her current path. What begins as typical suburban competitiveness evolves into something far more sinister as buried secrets resurface with devastating consequences. 25 years ago, a burglary gone wrong catalyzed a decades-long revenge campaign. Anna's parents died in a house fire, and her brother Drew was severely injured. This trauma created Anna's fractured psyche that allows her to be inhabited by those she kills, a supernatural manifestation of trauma's impact. Unknown to most, Margot was one of the burglars who set fire to Anna's family home, an act haunting both women. For Anna, it became motivation to methodically eliminate everyone involved in her parents' deaths. For Margot, it represents one of many secrets buried beneath her facade of normalcy. The psychological aftermath manifests differently in each character. Anna develops what her therapist calls a dissociative identity disorder, resulting from adolescent bereavement, though she rejects this diagnosis. Margot buries her guilt beneath self-absorption and entitlement. Perhaps most shocking is that Drew, Anna's brother and supposed fellow victim, actually facilitated the burglary by leaving a window open for his drug-dealing associates. This betrayal forms the emotional core of Anna's trauma and explains their complex relationship. Throughout the novel, characters struggle with questions of authenticity. Margot's identity crisis stands central. Once defined by fame, she desperately clings to any remnant of former glory. Her attempts to reclaim relevance range from pathetic, humiliating herself on reality TV, to dangerous, her affair with Drew. She obsessively checks her Wikipedia page, her self-worth still tied to external validation long after her fame has faded. The novel's most innovative identity exploration comes through Anna's condition. As she eliminates each person on her revenge list, their consciousness temporarily inhabits her mind as distinct passengers. This fragmentation raises profound questions. Where does Anna end and her passengers begin? Are her actions truly her own? Liv's identity struggles are more subtle but significant. Having escaped poverty through determination and questionable choices, she's crafted a persona as a wellness entrepreneur and perfect mother. Her pristine home, which torments Margot, is heavily mortgaged, a metaphor for the fragile identities all three women have constructed. You Killed Me First brilliantly illustrates how comparing ourselves to others can destroy both rationality and morality. From Liv's arrival with her seemingly perfect life, Margot is consumed by jealousy. This envy escalates from reporting Liv's extension to authorities to deliberately hitting her with her car. Margot envies not just Liv's possessions, but her apparent contentment and purpose. She measures her failures against her neighbor's successes, even taking pleasure when discovering Liv's wellness studio is struggling. Haven't we all felt that secret satisfaction when someone we envy faces setbacks? Mars powerfully reveals that the objects of jealousy are often equally insecure. Liv's perfect life is actually built on blackmail and deception, with curated social media hiding debts and marital problems. Both women are trapped in comparison cycles, Margot with Liv's apparent success and Liv with her apparent standards. The energy wasted measuring themselves against others might better serve genuine self-improvement, a lesson that comes too late for both. Revenge propels this thriller's narrative as Anna methodically eliminates everyone involved in her parents' deaths. Her initially justified quest becomes disturbing as her methods escalate from staged, accidental drownings to psychological torture, culminating in Drew's orchestrated murder. Mars challenges readers to question Revenge's morality through Anna's evolving relationship with Margot. Their unexpected bond, formed through shared love of art and dark humor, creates a compelling dilemma. Can revenge be abandoned for friendship? Is forgiveness possible after decades of hatred? The novel reveals how revenge becomes a destructive cycle. Anna's actions trigger counter-revenge from Liv when she discovers Anna and Margot framed her for Drew's murder. The epilogue delivers the ultimate twist. Anna kills Margot and steals her baby daughter, ensuring Margot remains trapped in Anna's consciousness forever, demonstrating how revenge transcends death and creates generational trauma. Throughout the novel, relationships form and fracture as secrets are revealed and trust is betrayed. The friendship between Anna, Margot, and Liv appears to embody suburban neighborliness, spa weekends, charity walks, and dinner parties where wine flows freely and conversations remain superficial. Yet beneath this veneer lie layers of manipulation and unspoken agendas. Anna's befriending of Margot demonstrates masterful social manipulation. She positions herself as the perfect confidant, available for emergency childcare and offering support, while orchestrating psychological torture designed to unravel Margot's sense of security. What makes this exploration effective is how Mars shows genuine connection developing despite ulterior motives. When Anna experiences a breakdown and self-harms, Margot demonstrates unexpected tenderness. These moments of authentic connection make the ultimate betrayals more devastating. Through various relationships, Mars illustrates how trust requires constant maintenance and dissolves quickly when tested. The author excels in depicting small moments that strengthen or damage trust, forgotten promises, kept secrets, shared vulnerabilities, all accumulating to shape these complex relationships. You Killed Me First warns against burying dark truths. Characters hide behind facades. Margot's charity work conceals her role in the burglary. Anna's professional success masks her revenge killings, and Liv disguises her wealth's origins through financial schemes. Yet these buried truths inevitably resurface, destroying relationships, careers, and lives. The novel's title shifts in meaning. First, justifying Anna's revenge for her murdered parents, then referencing Drew's family betrayal, and finally gaining its most haunting meaning when dying Margot tells Anna, "You killed me first," suggesting Anna has begun a cycle of violence that will eventually consume her too. This cyclical nature of buried trauma delivers the core message. We cannot outrun our past, regardless of changed names, locations, or manufactured personas. The past follows like a shadow until it engulfs us. In our age of curated online presences, the novel reminds us that secrets inevitably surface. The burden of carrying them, constant vigilance, fear of discovery, erosion of authentic connections, becomes its own punishment. Sometimes the truth will free you, but only if you face it before it destroys you.